One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Baltimore. I'll be at the Horseshoe Casino Saturday, June 28th. One night only, one show only. If you live in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Delaware, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, I don't care. Get your tickets now. Come down. Pack the show out. I got special guest Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock working with me that night. It's going to be a great show. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. It's the last show of my Live and Alive tour. Go to RyanSickler.com, Saturday, June 28th. Get your tickets. Come see me at the Horseshoe Casino.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler over here. Look, thank you. Again, I start all my shows. Thank you for supporting this show. It means so much to me. It's so fun to sit here and get nostalgic with everybody about their childhood past and fun, embarrassing stuff. And just like, how in the hell do we even make it through that? And I'm very excited to have this guest back here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rosebud Baker. Welcome to the Way Back.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Thank you for being here. please, before we get into it, right there, promote it all, please.
Oh, yeah. You can check out my special on Netflix called The Motherlode, and you can check out my road dates on rosebudbaker.com, and I'll see you out there.
First of all, go watch Rosebud's Honeydew. We talked a little bit about your family, just how many of you and things like that. But I always ask people if they ever rode in this seat and facing traffic. And yeah. You said you have.
Yeah.
So who
a
in
version
your world?
Of it.
Okay.
I rode in the Volvo one.
What yep. year would you say that Volvo was?
I guess it would have been like 90s. Yeah. Yeah.
I know exactly what this thing looks like. Square.
Yep.
Box back.
I want one of these cars.
Do you?
I do. I want to
sure
buy one of these
I
cars.
I bet you there's some grandma that had one that didn't take it anywhere.
They're so fucking cool to me still. That one.
That's a 1990 Volvo.
Yes. And you'd sit in the back and you go, bleh, like to yeah. the people behind you
go
in
down,
traffic.
Go down, Kirsten, like that color. That's
yes.
to the left there. Yeah. Like that car right
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. That's such a cool looking car to me. And I still, I'm just
and who
like,
are you back there with? Did you guys fight over that? Because a lot of you, how many sisters total?
No, because it wasn't our car. It was my friend Jenny's.
Okay,
it was my
yeah.
friend Jenny's. So it was like, you know, I would go to her house and
yeah,
we would
and you guys rolling that.
Yes. I was always like, please, can you drop me off at my house so that I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I want to drive with you in the back of the seat because yeah. I could really act up back there.
I'm surprised it still existed in the 90s. I didn't realize it went that late in
1990
with the Volvo.
You could do all kinds of wild shit.
Yeah.
You could be like, you know what I mean? You could just like.
What you doing back there?
Yeah.
People coming up alongside.
Yeah. just really going nuts. Just practicing all the stuff you learned
yeah, yeah,
in school, yeah. you know, like the bad kids taught you. And then, you know, you'd probably get in trouble for it if anybody said anything to your parents. But it's always, you're just looking at like 2 5-year-olds, you know?
Yeah. Like, look at these fucking kids.
Yeah.
So how many total in your family again? You had a big family unit.
5 kids.
5 and
yeah.
your parents.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you getting around in your day-to-day vehicle?
It was a red and black Suburban.
Would that be in the 90s as well?
That would be in the 90s it would have been in the 90s actually. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it had that red stripe down the middle of it.
And you guys, all oh, that's your day to day. Everybody's going.
Mm-hmm.
We're all getting in that thing.
Yeah. There was a while there before the twins were born where we were in the you know, the silver van with the wood siding.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
With the sliding door.
Wood panel, yeah, yeah.
What was that? That one.
That guy, yeah. That one. Go. Yep.
That was our car. I remember that car so well. Because I remember we were on our way to a party.
Can't believe we got it that fast. That's
my
great.
Mom got, yeah, that's incredible. My mom got a gigantic vat of nacho cheese. I don't know why we were showing up for a party. Somebody else's party. A crazy thing to bring to someone else's party.
It is.
Brought it in the car. Mm. I got in, knocked that shit over. It was, the whole thing was carpeted. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh yeah,
the
yeah,
whole thing
yeah,
was carpeted.
Yeah,
yeah. So it was just in there and the whole car smelled like, you know, like just congealed Velveeta.
For, oh God.
Yeah.
Cooking in the summer too.
Absolutely. If you got in that car on a hot day after, if we didn't find a shady spot. Yuck.
Just cheese stank.
Yuck.
So this was the four, this was the four of you or three of you and then the twins.
And then the twins were born and then we got the, and then we got the Suburban.
So, I mean, I always wonder about this too, like especially back then, everything's expensive when you have a big family too. So where are you guys going for vacation? And are you a flying family? Or are you a driving
Never,
family?
Never, ever not would we one. Fly. No.
Never.
No, my dad is, my dad would never do that. He would put us in a car and we would drive. And my dad has this attitude that like, if we drive, we'll stop and we'll see things along
yeah,
the way,
right, yeah.
But he never gets out of the car. So we'll get in the car and he'll be like, and over here is Dino Land. You know what I mean? And look at Dino Land.
Just look
and
at be it like, as we go by.
We'll be like, yeah, let's yeah. put it looks
six
cool.
Flags, guy.
Why don't we hop out? He'd be like, no, let's just take, we got to keep pushing.
You saw it.
You know, he's just constantly, he gets in the car and then he gets obsessed with the idea of making gains, you know, distance wise. So he couldn't stop. But it was, yeah, I remember that really well. It was a lot of very long car rides.
And where are you going? You're from Virginia. So where are you guys driving? Where do
we
you
would
go?
Drive to upstate New York. We had a house in upstate New York called Watch Island. And it was
is that
in,
a real
it was
place, or is that what you called it?
It's a real place. You got to get a boat to go see it.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was like my family's home that we all shared. Like, you know, my dad and all of his uncles and everybody like shared this house. And I looked it up. Yeah, there it is. That's it.
That's their
it's
house.
It's one house. This belonged to like
get
my great great grandmother.
Oh my God, Rosebud Baker. Look, what?
We would go to this haunted ass house every fucking summer, and. And I remember being on those docks.
Yeah, I'm seeing a dock here. You got boat slips here.
Yep.
You got docks here. Mm-hmm. What's that all the way back there?
That was just rocks. That was literally
rock
just rocks. And
I see here.
My
yeah.
dad taught us how to like fold an American flag in a respectful way out there. None of us gave a fuck.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, he was like, you have to fold the flag like this.
Quarter to quarter,
like,
goddammit.
It can't touch the ground.
Yeah,
you know?
We got to burn it.
It was crazy. So
that's a big fucking house, though. I mean, look at the size
of
that thing.
It was huge. It was
huge. I'll bet
you
that was creepy at night.
Oh my God.
And when you're there, is like all the family there? Is it just like you guys?
All the family. It was like my uncles,
that
my cousins, my aunts, like family friends. We would bring everybody out there because the whole family shared this and owned it together.
How far offshore is this?
It was not that far. So
it's more just a pain in the ass. If you forgot something, you get in a little
boat.
We
would basically drive, I think probably.
Right here to the edge,
and then you're on land. But it was like, but we would take a little like Boston Whaler.
Yeah,
we'd park and then we'd take a Boston Whaler out, and then, you know, anytime somebody needed to get groceries or whatever, it was really easy.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'll bet.
But it was. I remember the smell of that place, like. It was like whoever
like what,
lived
older.
Here ages ago never left there. Like their scent never left. It just felt so old.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, it felt like.
And this was a family house forever,
mm-hmm.
like generations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know when this was built? Is this 18 something
it's
or other?
Online
it's
somewhere.
Be, right?
It's
oh,
online
yeah?
somewhere, yeah.
Take a look. A private island for, oh, it's for rent in the Thousand Islands.
Yeah.
Does your family still own this and
no.
rent it or no?
No. They sold it.
That's, oh man, I'm
it was
jealous.
Crazy. It was,
I'm jealous.
It
of
was
that.
So fun. I remember when I was like a certain age, I got like too fat. And my mom was like, we're going to swim around the island. And I remember.
The whole motherfucking aisle.
And my mom kept being like, be the bud. She kept being like, be the bud. And I'm like, I can't breathe. I just want to be a fat kid. Oh my God. I remember that so well.
Built in 1903. Wow.
Yes, Walter Jerome Green. So Green, Rosemary Green is who I'm named after.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is she in your family?
My great-great-grandmother.
Great-great-grandma.
Yeah, everybody okay. told me that I got my tits from her, which is an odd thing to know.
That's what they would say
yes,
to you?
Yes.
What do you mean?
They'd be like, well, those aren't from your mom. I'm like, why are you tracking this? I'm like, what the fuck?
That's also three generations. Great-great. Yeah, it's like three or four generations of tits.
You're insulting... Four generations of tits.
Four generations of tits.
I don't know how they're keeping track of all
track of that. Like, I don't know where these titties came from.
My whole perverted family, apparently. They're like, well, those tits aren't. Those are.
That's ridiculous.
And it was just so odd. I'm literally remembering all of this shit.
What a thing to say to somebody. Yeah. Like, those tits are from your mom. Like, yeah. What?
I'm like, what? Why are you? What the fuck?
They gotta be your great great grandma's yes. titties. That's what.
Yes.
Must skip every other.
And those aren't your sister's tits either. We're watching those.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it was psychotic. Psychotic.
Oh, my stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Watch Island, man. That is badass. That seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And is that a family reunion thing, or is that just summer you guys
go
there?
It was like a family reunion thing. Summer, like sometimes, some summers, other, you know, family members would go. And then I don't know how they worked it out, but I remember spending a lot of time up there. And I remember skiing for the first time up there because they had these Snoopy skis that they got for kids, and it had like a little thing that like tied it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they would put the what do you call it? The handle or whatever. And so I was like trying. I like learned how to ski water
ski.
All
the little bar in between them.
Yeah.
Here.
Yes.
These yeah. right here.
Yep. I learned how to water ski on those things.
Oh yeah, there they are tied together.
That's
there.
That's fucking crazy.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
So can you still? Are you still good at it? Did you get good at it? Were you good at it?
I haven't done it in years. But those things are really dangerous because the handle went under, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, if you're water skiing and you have the skis tied together.
Yeah, they're not.
And the handle, yeah. you let go of the handle.
Yeah, it's going
if
down.
Your feet don't come out of the fucking skis, you're getting dragged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, it was a real hazard. You know what I mean?
Well, that's fun. Like, so you guys are out hazards. There. Are you tubing and doing all that stuff
oh,
out
yeah,
there
we
too?
Did all that
oh,
shit.
That's
it was
awesome.
Such a good time. It was such a good time.
Where else are you going?
And just
where
your parents being drunk constantly too. Anyway, but where else
Wait,
are we
no,
driving?
Tell me about that. They always just getting shit faced.
Yeah,
there.
I just remember like waking up in the middle of the night and being like, "Mom," and then looking down on the docks. Like my mom and all of my aunts are just like skinny dipping, and my fucking it was crazy. I was just like, they're all hammered constantly. It was like adult summer camp for them.
That's where they're seeing the titties.
Yeah. That's where they're tracking.
That's where they're tracking.
They're tracking the tit.
Well, I'm skinny dipped with everybody.
That's where they're
know?
Doing the tit genealogy. Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
So
crazy. You just haven't dragged enough with us yet, Rosebud. You'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Any other places you guys are going? Or is it always that? That's
we
the
went
spot.
To like Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah.
We did a lot of like family reunion type shit. You know, that yeah. was like the main, those were the main vacations.
Where? Would
vacations.
It always be the same place or would you go different places?
It was different places. It was different places. I can't remember. Like Rehoboth Beach, I remember specifically. I remember Chincoteague, the fucking ponies.
I love that you know about the Assateague ponies.
Yeah.
Yes. I want a picture of this at my fucking house.
Me too.
So these ponies right here, they run wild on this island, but every year, so I believe they go from Assateague to Chincoteague every year on their own. And they,
oh my God.
They just do this on their own. And it's a big deal. People come watch. And I don't know the history of why or whatever, but these horses every year, look, clicked on that one
Holy
there.
Holy shit.
Yeah, look how many of them there are. Right. So you've been there seeing the wild ones and their big dicks are out. Yeah. Oh, that's what we used to laugh as kids. Like, yes. Look at the dick on that.
Oh, my God.
Horse. And they'd be like, stop, stop. But here they are. See them swimming?
Yep.
They do a pony swim every year, and they just go across. I didn't know horses could fucking swim.
Do they still do it? Because is the latest one in 2019?
Let's go. Let's see if they didn't stop it. Because I think
if they stopped during the pandemic,
started getting horses aren't allowed.
I swear to God.
I think asshole people is probably there. Is Chincoteague Pony 2024?
Pony event schedule.
They got a schedule. They can
That's
time
crazy.
It now. They got shuttle
That's
buses.
Crazy.
For Christ. 2025. They're still doing 100. Oh, this year's the big one, y'all.
Whoa.
The centennial. Is that right? No. Is that 1,000? What is 100?
100, right? Yeah.
Look at this. Pony swim experience blog, pony event. There's a pony shuttle map.
Oh,
look
my
at this.
God.
So, yeah. So that's what
we
I
should
thought.
Go.
I would love it. That's what I thought you meant. Because, yeah, as you just drive these islands, these wild horses are all over, and they're beautiful too.
Yeah.
And man, they just get in and
They've
start
got a
swimming.
Fan base.
It's a wild, yeah.
They got a fan base.
They
got like a
this.
Headlining event every year.
Who figured out that they could own that and do that? It's just a bunch of horses doing what they do.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's awesome.
Crazy. It's awesome. It is. Okay, so you'd go check that out, too. That's a wild one, man.
That's so
nobody's
cool.
Coming to talk about Chincoteague and Assateague.
Yeah, we would go out there.
There's Ass a Woman Bay. People don't know. Look at it. Look this up, Kirsten. Ass a Woman. A-S-S-A Woman, all one word, Bay.
What's that?
It's right down that area, too. I don't know what the Assateague and all
Holy
that is.
Holy shit.
There it is, Ass a Woman Bay. You
Ass
don't know
a Woman
that?
Bay.
There it is. There's Horse
Somebody
Island
was out
right
there.
Here.
Somebody was out there, and they're going. Yep. They're looking at land. They're going, ass a woman.
No.
And they're like, oh, it's a horse. Actually,
that's Ass a Woman Bay right there. I've driven over plenty of times.
Damn.
Yeah, it's right there.
Ass a Woman Wildlife Area.
Ass a Woman. There's a lot of Ass a Woman area. Once called Ass a Woman Sound. They. That's funny.
They
Once called.
Get...
I would have thought it wouldn't have had anything to do with Ass a Woman. Yeah. It's Bay and Sound.
Ass a Woman Sound.
It's Ass a Woman no matter what.
That's great.
Located between Ocean City, Maryland and mainland Delmarva. Yep.
Ocean City.
I've driven across that plenty of times.
Ocean City, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there? Did you vacation there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep. We went to Ocean City. It was like all those places that were like, what, where can we get to with like four kids in the car, mm-hmm. five kids in the car? How do we get there fast? And how do we keep them from fighting?
Right. And you know? I think people think that's like, let's just go get, because we talk about this too. The West Coast, I just feel like their appreciation for the beach is different. East Coast, you can do a day trip here.
Yeah.
East Coast, you're going for the week. It's like your people's vacation.
No, it's
like, where
a
are you
huge
going for
deal.
Vacation? Well, we're going to the beach.
Yeah.
In the same state we live in and stuff like that. It's
right.
a big deal. You don't have the condos and things on the beach out here like you do in Ocean City and stuff.
No.
But it is easier to just put your tribe into a room and then walk out to a beach and walk back and then go find a putt-putt or, you know, all of it's right there.
You know? It's like a different life. Mm. Like and when you live on the East Coast, you think of beach people as like a separate tribe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're like, they do putt-putt. They got sand in their car. They got they got like sandy bags. They fucking walk slow. You can be in a completely different culture within your own state, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We loved the beach.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'd asked you before too. You said you had gone to some summer camps, and one of them was a Christian summer camp. So yeah. tell us about that. How old are you, and what are you doing?
At okay, a Christian so summer? I would go to Camp Mystic.
Camp Mystic, like MYSTIC.
In Hunt, Texas. It's a girls' camp.
Guadalupe.
On the Guadalupe
River.
Is that
right? Is that
the? Yep.
That's great. This
I
is
remember this road. This is crazy.
And how do you?
That river is.
Tell us.
I mean.
You've been in there?
I remember it being so muddy, like so friggin' muddy. And we would kayak on there, but I went down there. It was like a lot of horseback riding. There's the canoes or the kayaks or whatever. And we would, we get in so much trouble now for doing this. But like so you'd go to Camp Mystic and you would get drawn into a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the Tonkawa tribe. I mean, all of it is like just a bunch of white girls. Absolutely. Like, cultural appropriation to the max. It was like, literally, it's like, wouldn't, I'm sure they're still doing it because it's Texas, but there was the Tonkawa tribe and the Kiowa tribe. And my sister and I both went there, and I was in the Tonkawa tribe, which was like literally you have like white women with like.
Not headdresses
yes,
and shit.
Aww. Yes.
For what? Is it an educational thing?
No, it was like we like competed against each other. That was like all we did.
Dressed as Indians.
Yes. And like,
the hell kind of camp? What's Christian about that camp?
We went to church on Sunday. We'd put the headdresses away on Sunday, and we'd dress in all white, and we'd go down by the river, and we'd listen to the camp. The director basically played preacher.
So it's obviously sleepover. So you're from Virginia. Who in your family? Found like why is this? Is this a family thing?
So it was
as well?
A family thing. It was like I think my dad's my aunt went there and when she was a kid, and then I think there was someone I don't know how long it's been around, but I think there was another family member that went there as well, and we would go for a month every summer.
Oh wow, a month!
A month, yeah.
And how old are you again doing this?
When I started going, I was 10.
Wow, that's a long fucking time.
It was a long time, yeah. And they would one of the ways that they kept us in line was they would give us grades. So like every there was three periods within that four weeks. I don't know how they broke it up, but they would grade us and I was the only fucking camper that would get an unsatisfactory. You could get satisfactory or you could get unsatisfactory. So it was like total win or absolute
all
fail.
Out, yeah.
And I was the and when you got a U, everyone at camp knew about it. Like,
why are you getting a U? What's the matter with you doing?
I don't remember what I did. I think I was like too loud or like I fucking slept through church or something. I don't fucking know. Fell off a horse and said a bad word. I do not recall, but I remember everyone finding out and it's spreading like wildfire. And I felt like I was like a White House aide on election night. Like I was like trying to cover it up. You know what I mean? Just trying to like act like everything was normal and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But every single time I went, I would get a U and everyone would find out about it.
You never got a satisfactory?
I never got all satisfactories. There was always one.
Something that you could have improved.
Mm-hmm. And they would never forget. Campus, they'd remember though. The next year that you got a U the last year. So I'm just going back there to try to redeem myself every summer.
So here's tennis courts back mm-hmm. here.
Yep. There were stables and there's a rifle
horse
range.
Riding.
There's a rifle range.
Yeah, that's right. You said Christian camps where you learn how to shoot.
Yeah.
There's a rifle range at Christian camp. 10 years old, you're shooting. What are you shooting?
Shotgun.
Not even a small rifle.
Yeah, like a little.
Not a 20.
Like a 12 gauge.
Okay,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Not a 12. You had it. Oh,
I think it was like a 12 gauge. I don't know.
In Texas,
huge.
It probably was.
It was huge.
Yeah.
I remember it kicking the shit out of my shoulder.
Oh, it might have been a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
And a 20 would be more appropriate. But yeah, that is fucking hilarious.
Is a 20 gauge smaller?
Yeah, it's just not as powerful. It's more
then
like.
Then it would have been a 20 gauge.
Yeah, it's more like I remember when. It's something like my father, when. We turned 13. He went. He hunted with his friends.
Yeah,
and we were just into sports.
Yeah,
I just was like, and so he was. He's like, you know, I got you guys a shotgun if you want to hunt. And we were like, nah, we'd rather play sports. And he was like, okay. And then he never went hunted again.
Yeah,
was all into sports with us. But
yeah,
the first gun was a 20 gauge.
Yeah, My dad really wanted us to hunt.
He did, huh?
Well, he really wanted
what
sons.
What did he, what,
the,
yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, I mean, he really wanted sons, and he
there you are, Rosa.
Yeah, yeah, there I am. This is my fat ass. Just. Yeah.
What did he hunt?
He still hunts all the time.
Does he really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's
deer? Is he into deer?
Deer, fishing for wild salmon in Alaska or something. And yeah, he did. He loves to go. He loves to hunt wild hogs. Like one time I called him, he was like, we were shooting hogs out of a helicopter today.
And that's I was like, what I hear about. Yeah. Going helicopter hunting. Yeah. Yeah.
He does that. Cause he's like, they're everywhere. We got to get rid of them. They always say that.
I saw this all, we might even have it. If we have it, we'll put it in the episode, but I have this, there's a picture, a Polaroid of my dad and his two buddies and they're at my grandmother's house, which is in the city. And they've got a deer hung from the balcony and it's gutted and open and everything. Like all this, it's been cleaned, but it's just hanging and drying. And I remember seeing this picture like, what the fuck? I don't want to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
and then
disgusting.
He's like, you got to clean it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that ain't for
you
me.
You want me to go to psycho school?
I'm going
to
kick this soccer ball right here. Yes, psycho school. Yeah.
I really think there's something in like that Texan blue blood, like,
is your dad originally from Texas?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Both my parents are. All right. And my dad, hunting is really like, that was the way he bonded with his dad and his brothers. Mm-hmm. And there's all these pictures of him like rattlesnake hunting.
Yeah,
and,
look, I know people aren't popular. I'm not I have no problem with it. Yeah. I'm just.
I've never done
not
it.
Not for me.
I've never done it. I'm not into it. It seems
also, you
gotta cruel.
Be patient. You gotta sit there. You really gotta hunt an animal.
I don't even like fishing.
It's different to fly over a helicopter and get them. That's
it's
a little
crazy.
Different.
I'm like, you can't.
That's different.
It's crazy. And I can't. I've held a gun and I know what it feels like to shoot a gun. And it's so hard to remember that you're not holding a toy.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding a killing machine. Mm-hmm. Like you are holding something that could kill someone. So they scare the shit out of me. I don't like them. But this is just what I did growing up in
Texas.
And
you said you started going at 10. So did you go yearly for a while?
I went. Probably, yeah, it was like 10, 11, 12. It had to have been maybe 3 years
ago. That seems fun as fuck.
It was fun.
And you're there with your sister too,
Yeah, it was really fun.
Did you meet friends and stuff there?
I met great friends. They were all like, it was like the first time that I felt like, oh, this is cool. This is like a different culture. You know, I'm from Virginia, but I go out to Texas and they've all got these accents and I would like come home and like fake an accent for a little while when I got back to school, you know, just be like, sorry, I was out in Texas all summer. Sorry, y'all, you know, and just it felt like I had visited a foreign country a little bit.
Yeah,
so that,
big
it,
time.
Yeah.
I've been in Texas, y'all.
Yeah.
tell me about, like, you guys got all girls, man. Are you guys getting in trouble a lot? Are you grounded a lot? Were you in trouble? You're the oldest, so are you, like, the one they're making the example of?
I was constantly in trouble. Like, my
What's
parents...
What's the most trouble you ever remember getting in, and what was it for?
Well, I never really paid much attention is the problem. Like I would get
just
in,
like what?
I would get grounded and I would, it was for like sneaking out, you know, I was constantly sneaking out of the house. I had a boyfriend, you know, that was like just so hot and he had a car and I was like, I'm fucking out of here. You know what I mean? So I would crawl down out of my window to go like meet my boyfriend and then we'd like drive all around and like make out. And for some reason, my parents, from the moment I was born, were like, she's not going to be responsible. So they just looked at my sister, who is very responsible and grew up to be a nurse, and they would be like, we're just going to pin this on you. You know what I mean?
You take care
so,
of it.
Yeah, so that every time I disappeared, they would go to her and they'd be like, where's Rosebud? You know, and they'd be like, she's grounded. And so she would be calling me to be like, you're really in trouble and I can't take this anymore. You know, they would just sort of give her shit. But it was always like me lying, getting grounded, and then just having no regard for what that meant or like any sort of, I didn't care. I was like, what are you going to do? You got five kids.
five fucking kids.
Were you going to keep tabs on me?
Good luck.
Good luck. I was like, you guys are in over your heads.
I wanted to tell you about this Coke Pepsi challenge. This is just a dumb story you made me remember when I grabbed a Coke and died. So I was just telling you that I learned that back in the day, Coca-Cola had changed their formula from what everyone loved to try to do this thing called New Coke. And it tanked. It bombed. 1985. Okay.
1985.
Yep. First major change to the recipe in 99 years. They decided they're going to fuck with the thing everybody loves for, a century.
Right.
Right.
Because of Pepsi.
Because of Pepsi. They're thinking they got to compete. And then it tanks bad. People hate it. Yeah. So then they rebrand it to, there's a picture right down there, to classic Coca-Cola. They go back to the original recipe that it always was.
Okay.
From 1985. Because diet drinks were popular then with, what's it say?
Our children will never know refreshment.
That's what I'm talking about. People hated it.
Fuck, I miss the 80s.
Hated it.
That's so
Look
funny.
Look up Tab. Just a pink can.
Our children will never know refreshment.
And this one had, what was it that it was killing everybody for a while? And then they brought it back. It had saccharin or something like that was causing problems. I don't remember. Killing me, it said.
It was killing me.
Saccharin it was.
Yeah.
Bladder cancer in rats. So they mandated labels and all this on Tab. This was right. Tab. This was a big diet. This, you know, people are like, oh my God, a drink with no calories for the first time, right?
Right.
Look up Diet Right. Here you go. Diet Right. This thing
That's
right here. This
absolute
this
garbage.
Yeah, this thing.
Absolute trash.
So they would have all these coming out. So back in the day after the whole new Coke craze and all that, they would set these taste tests up and they would do them at malls and shit.
Yeah.
And you could go up and you would take a sip. And if you got it right, whoever was doing it, if Coke was doing it and you got it right, you got a Coke like 2 liter or whatever. So we're at the Columbia Mall in Maryland. And we see this Coke Pepsi test, and they're doing it on the first ground floor. It was a 2-floor mall. Mm-hmm. And we see that they're doing it on the ground floor, and we all get a 2-liter bottle of Coke, you know?
Yeah.
So we just go up to the fucking second floor and we're looking down at the thing and we see behind everything. Yeah. So we just look up real quick and we just do this, and then we're like, it's that one. And and my one fucking, my brother, my youngest brother, it's like a banner right here, you know, and he ducks down under it and looks up like this. And this guy turns around and sees it. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Trying to throw the fight.
Yeah, man. Look, Pepsi Challenge, like where it was just a stand in a mall and they would just go and, you
That's
know, try
crazy.
To push Coke and Pepsi on you. Yeah.
When did Pepsi come about?
I put Coke in
was
the
it,
Pepsi did, Challenge.
Was Pepsi.
A great question.
Created in the 80s? Like, why the
no,
sudden
had to
fear?
Be. That's a good question. What is when was Pepsi created?
Yeah, when did this Cold War begin?
Because Coke goes back to literally cocaine and stuff.
Yeah.
1893. So when was, and renamed it Pepsi in 1898. What about Coca-Cola?
Pepsi was named Brad's drink.
I would never drink so good. Give me some of that Brad's
I mean, they
drink.
Were fucked from the beginning.
Oh, Pepsi was first?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, 1893, 1886.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
That's why. Somebody saw that and was like, I'm going to tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
Brad, just tweak that Coke recipe a little
Stop
bit.
Stop calling it Brad's drink.
Drink.
You trying
there.
To share it with people or not?
Wait, go down. What does it say there? Go down a little bit. Pepsi was first invented as Brad's drink by Caleb Bradham, who sold the drink at his drugstore in North Carolina, renamed Pepsi in 1898 because it was advertised to relieve
dyspepsia
and cola, referring to the flavor. How about that? Look at us getting educated
Damn.
Over here too.
I'm gonna use dyspepsia next time my stomach
Oof.
Hurts.
Yeah, ooh, I think it's dyspepsia.
Got a little dyspepsia going on.
Rosebud Baker, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you so
fun.
Much. You don't
so
even know.
So fun.
One more time, right there. Promote it all.
Netflix. I got my Netflix special out right now. It's called The Motherload. Rosebud Baker. Go check it out. And you can check out my road dates at rosebudbaker.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Wow. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.